2019 was a big news year for Sonoma County, with historic flooding, PG&E blackouts, and another catastrophic fire season. In the midst of reporting on these crises, Sonoma West Publishers was also working on finding a new model that would help keep its four local newspapers afloat. KRCB's Adia White spoke with publisher Raleigh Atkinson about 2019 and an exciting new announcement to come in 2020.
It was a pretty big news year, historic in a lot of ways. We don't have to look very far backwards, and most people will realize that we had another wildfire, which was big historic event. We almost forget the year started with the historic flood at the same time in February. So those were quite bookend events to a otherwise busy news year as well.
So natural disasters, whether floods or fires, have defined this year for Sonoma County. How have you seen how the county has addressed these natural disasters change since your time at the paper?
The big reflection was how the 2017 Tubbs fires and our reaction comparing to the 2019 fires, the Kincade fire. There's things still not determined, but the 2017 response was a very strong countywide mobilization dealing with, you know, a major catastrophe. We had deaths. We had 42 deaths and 5,600 homes that were lost. This time, even though the fire was bigger and covered more of a landmass area, there were no fatalities and only 100 structures. But the fire itself and the PG&E shutdowns actually, I think, impacted thousands of more people with the shutdown that impacted businesses for 2 weeks and people that had to evacuate. So the reaction and response was kind of different. It was very physical and visible in 2017. And this one was just a feeling of kind of what just happened. And in 2017, we said, what are we going to do next time? We've already had the next time. And both of the times were very different. So do we know what to plan for the third time, the next time? I think we're still reckoning with that quite a bit as a community.
And amidst all of the breaking news this year, local journalism specifically has been struggling in California and nationwide. How has Sonoma West been able to survive through the decline in support for local news?
The challenges with the newspaper industry are definitely historic. Last week, the Columbia Journalism Review reported another 3,100 newspaper jobs were lost this year, and that's how they mark the year, how many jobs were lost. A newspaper in California, Martinez's newspaper, closed down yesterday. It had been publishing for 160 years, sometimes as a daily. Those statistics mount, but there are positive case studies as well. And that's what Sonoma West Publishers is looking after. We're evolving and due in early 2020 to announce what we're calling a 2020 transformation plan for our journalism and our newspaper business model.
Can you tell us more about the plan?
We're creating a nonprofit organization to support, operate, and eventually become the owner of the legacy newspapers that we publish. Our oldest newspaper is 158 years old, and two of the others are over 100 years old. And across the country, there's an upwelling of millions of dollars of philanthropy that's being allocated, donated, and made available to journalists and newspapers and news organizations, realizing that newspapers and journalism are interdependent with American democracy.
That was Sonoma West publisher Raleigh Atkinson talking with KRCB's Adia White. Atkinson says we can expect a big announcement on the changes at Sonoma West sometime in the next few weeks. You can learn more and stay up to date at norcalpublicmedia.org.